This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Remember when your parents said, turn down that music or you'll ruin your hearing? Well, if you're still cranking up the volume, there's a good chance you could ruin your wine stash. Break out the headphones after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
For hundreds of years, wine producers have known about the effect of sound on vino. For example, back in 1635, the mayor of a small winemaking town in Spain banned carts from the cobblestone streets because the noise and vibration negatively affected the wine being aged in nearby oak barrels. Today, those who care about wine should know that sounds and vibrations will affect what they have stored. For example, both the taste and clarity of white wine kept in an old rattling refrigerator can be compromised for reasons ranging from dislodged sediment to molecular monkey business. Even wine being stored in cellars or caves can be negatively affected by rattling air conditioners or being too close to a highway. Repeated vibrations from motors, generators, or pumps is like picking up the bottle and shaking it throughout the day. It speeds up the chemical reactions in the bottle in a negative way. And by the way, don't obsessively rotate your stored bottles. They don't like being disturbed. We've all heard that silence is golden. Well, when it comes to wine storage, the benefits of silence come in other colors besides gold, like red, white, and rosé. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.